It is that time. We have a bit of a yarn to our producer, Rob, about all things NRL for the week. Rob, you've joined us. We've let you out of the caboose. You've stopped producing things.
Back
again for another week of rugby league action. The Knights got a win, so you're pretty happy?
Very, very pleased. I was watching a little bit nervous at the start of the second half. I was thinking, oh, here we go again. But terrific performance from the Knights, and I've got a nice little prediction for all you Newcastle fans about their performance against Penrith this week.
Well, you said nervous for the first half of the game. You've been nervous all season about the Knights. We've got to start with the Sharks and the Cowboys, though.
Kicking off tonight, they're down in the Shire. Jonathan Thurston, he's an outside chance of coming in, but even if he comes in, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. Cronulla's just looking very strong at the moment.
I see Aaron Woods making an early return from injury. How will that play out with the Broncos-Tigers game?
Well, it really enhances Woods' chance of potentially getting the New South Wales captaincy job. So there was talk that he was going to miss potentially even the entire of Origin with being out for 6 weeks, but he's only been out for a fortnight. So look for him to come back. And Tigers were terrible last week. Brisbane were pretty good. I think the Tigers might get a bit of an upset up here.
Okay, well, we'll watch out for that one. We've got the Gold Coast and Manly.
Yeah, Gold Coast, Manly. Manly struck down a big injury to their star fullback, Tom Trbojevic. Gold Coast, fantastic effort. They knocked off the Melbourne Storm. No one would have predicted that. I gave them no chance, but it was a phenomenal performance. Probably one of their best performances in their entire history.
Yeah, it would have taken some of my money, that's for sure. I went with the Storm, I usually do. The Eels and the Raiders.
Yeah, so the Mitchell Moses saga has finally been resolved. He's on his way to Parramatta. He's going to line up in the number 7 jersey this weekend. Both sides coming off really poor performances. Canberra, they're in a bit of a slump at the moment, and I think it's only going to get a bit worse because Parramatta, they were terrible against the Roosters this week, and I think they're going to have a nice bounce back.
Well, their next game, the Knights and Panthers, we know your side is chasing a back-to-back win, as are Penrith.
Yeah, so the Knights chasing back-to-back wins for the first time since rounds 24 and 23 in 2015. Penrith were expected to do really well this season. They were terrible in the first half against the Warriors last week, had a storming second half to score 30 unanswered points. I'm expecting a really entertaining game, but I think if the Knights can stick to a really structured game plan, they'll be able to get them in the end. If they play to Penrith's strengths and try and play attacking brand of football, that plays right in the Penrith hands. So if the Knights can play structured, they'll get them right to death.
The bottom games, we've got the Bulldogs and the Roosters.
Yeah, Bulldogs pretty disappointing last week against the Cowboys. Roosters so impressive to just absolutely obliterate the Eels. I'm expecting much the same from the Roosters.
And finally, the Bunnies and the Storm.
Yeah, so played over in Perth on the Sunday twilight game. Souths were good against the Tigers, but they didn't have much to beat. And a Melbourne Storm side that scored 36 points and still lost. You can bet one thing, Craig Bellamy is going to instill the virtues of defence the entire time. And just one last game, the Friday twilight game over in New Zealand. Warriors-Dragons. Warriors are just in a world of trouble at the moment. And I think even though the Dragons have a couple of injuries, they're just far too impressive, far too skillful. Just you have to go past the Dragons. But in saying that, the Warriors may well bounce back. You just can never tell with the Warriors.
Rugby league, it is a funny old game, as Mike Tripe has said to me a few times. I know the tipping comp going well, so get your tips in this week at 2NURFM.com.